Want to know the latest in soccer? Then listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. From MLS, the World Cup, and the Premier League, we've got you covered. The latest updates, the hottest matches, and news on the league's top players. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast.
David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals.
Listen now.
And welcome to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. And I am your host, Jesse Tapia. All right. So it's another week, another day. It's April 23rd, I believe. Yes, it is. Checking on my fancy schmancy laptop there. But nonetheless, here we are. All right. Let me tell you how the show's going down today. Obviously, if you read the title, GSMC Soccer Podcast, episode 54, Tottenham Shrink in the FA Cup. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that for the first segment. All right. Tottenham. I don't understand that team. So I'm just going to give just my thoughts on Tottenham, the game itself, maybe Manchester United a bit. So we'll be doing that. Second segment, we got a Champions League this week. All right. I'm going to give my thoughts on the Champions League this week. You got Roma versus Liverpool tomorrow, which is Tuesday at 11:45 a.m. Pacific time. And then we got Madrid versus Bayern on Wednesday, same time. All right, so we'll be doing that. Probably going to talk some Premier League today. Maybe get into some MLS, who knows. And also maybe some La Liga. See how Barca and all those other teams did. All right, actually Barca, I think, played in a cup match this weekend. And looks like it might have been Iniesta's last there. But nonetheless, that's what's going on today. All right. So, let's get into it. First up, like I said, Tottenham. All right. I don't understand that team. All right. The FA Cup semifinal. You had guys like Harry Kane saying earlier this season, like maybe it was like a month ago, a few weeks ago, saying that the season isn't a success if they don't win the FA Cup. And I agree. All right. You didn't win the Premier League. You lost in the Champions League. You didn't even win the domestic cup. Like the is it still a Capital One Cup? It's the Carabao Cup, I think. You didn't win that. So all that's left is the FA Cup. I mean, if you're Tottenham, I think they've what now gone 10 straight years without a trophy. They got to figure out what kind of club they are. All right, because of the fact that if you want to be regarded up there with the Manchester Uniteds, okay, which they probably never will be, but I'm just talking about the Arsenals, the Chelseas, all right, the cities. You need to win trophies. You can't be taken seriously if you don't win trophies. That is the name of the game, to win trophies. All right, but nonetheless, I mean, this game started. Tottenham were the better team for like the first 25 minutes or so, I think you could argue. Dele Alli scored in the 11th minute, which made it 1-0. Sanchez ends up scoring in the 24th minute, makes it 1-1, and then in the 62nd minute, you have Ander Herrera who scores and makes it 2-1. And it's kind of like this, okay? You watch Tottenham, and it's almost like you expect it, okay? You expect them to come up short. I mean, that's kind of been the thing for a while, and even more so the last few years or so, all right? I mean, I wouldn't really put the year Leicester winning the title. I mean, Tottenham was playing catch-up that entire time, I feel. But when Chelsea won the league title and Tottenham, I think, did have a chance and just blew it, I mean, come on. All right, for some reason, Tottenham has always been that team where they got a small club mentality. All right? I mean, look at it. Even the Champions League this year. All right? You beat Real Madrid in your group. You beat teams like Dortmund. Round of 16, you're looking good. All right, you draw with Juventus, the best team in Italy. I mean, at that point, I mean, now, more so, I don't know, Napoli might end up winning that league. More so now, I mean, at that time, you drew 2-2. You were down 2-0. You come back. All right, the second leg of that little matchup comes in Wembley, I think it was. And you're looking good, but you figure, oh yeah, we're Tottenham, so here we go. And you give it up. All right, you give it up. Tottenham, you got Harry Kane, Christian Eriksen, Dele Alli, Moussa Dembele. All right, you got Son, you got Wanyama, Vertonghen, Davinson Sanchez. Okay, and two solid outside backs in Davies. And what's the other guy's name? I forgot the other one name. And Trippier. All right. And then it's just, you got Lloris as a goalie. Sounds like a pretty decent team, doesn't it? Sounds like a team that should be winning trophies. Yes? Yeah. All right. But it's just for some reason, they can't. All right, and I'm not sure really what the problem is here. And I feel like it's starting to wear growth in on the team a bit. All right, you got Harry Kane who says it's frustrating and very annoying the fact that the team has like a small club mentality when it comes to these big games. All right, you could depend on a Man United. You could depend on a Chelsea to go out and win their games because of the fact that they have that type of mentality. All right, and it seems like it's growing thin on Pochettino too. If I'm Pochettino and Harry Kane, I mean, let's be real here. Of course, you want to stay with Tottenham and you want to be the guys who first started winning things with them. Okay? You want to turn them into a bigger club. But it's just a matter of losing year after year after year. It gets old. I mean, how many times can Tottenham say, you know what, we're close. All right, we're a player away. Next year is going to be the year. All right? Eventually, that year just may never come. I mean, it will at one point. Tottenham, there's no way. Like, they have to win something at one point, right? But like I said, I mean, like the more that years pass and the more that they don't win trophies, it's going to get worse. If I'm Harry Kane, why not go to a team like Real Madrid? Okay? Or a bigger club. Why stay at Tottenham where you know maybe it's just not going to work out? Maybe we're not going to win trophies. Okay? And same with Pochettino. You know you're a great manager. Why not go coach a bigger club? All right? I'm not really sure what it is with this team. Maybe it's just a matter of Manchester United were the better team on that day. All right. So, I mean, looking at it, I mean, Tottenham really did have most of the possession with 64%, but that didn't really matter. Let's see. It was a pretty even matchup as far as like stats go. Same amount of corner kicks and all that. Shots were about the same. I mean, United did have more on goal, so I don't know. All right. I mean, if you're looking at it, both teams were playing well. United won 4 out of their last 5. Tottenham won 3 out of their last 5. Only one loss against City, and they drew against Brighton. All right. But I'm not really sure what else this team has left to do. Last year, I said that they were a player away. They need that extra creator. They tried bringing guys in like Lucas, Llorente. Let's see, am I missing anyone else that they brought in? I don't think so. But nonetheless, I can't go out and say that Tottenham are a player away. They have the squad that they need to go out and win. It's just a matter of doing it. All right? It's a matter of actually going on it and winning something. Because Tottenham aren't ever really going to be a team that wins the Champions League. Okay? Like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't see them as that kind of club. All right? And as far as the Premier League goes, I mean, are they on the level of Manchester City? No. Would you say that they're a team better than United or Chelsea? I'd say they're better than Chelsea, but are they better than United or Liverpool? No. I mean, how often is making the top four going to be good enough for you? Last couple of years, sure. I will take top four finishes from Tottenham. No doubt. All right. But now it turns out you are a consistent top four team. So now you got to elevate yourself. Now you got to go out and win the trophies. Okay? And it's just, I don't know. I just, with the team they got, like Tottenham just doesn't have that it factor. Okay? And the it factor, there's just something weird about it. You don't know what it is. It's just it. Okay? With Manchester United, they got it. City has it. Juventus has it. Madrid has it. Okay? Liverpool's got it. That's how they've made it so far and all that. Tottenham does have the good players. They have quality. But there's just something about that club that is either missing or it's just something that's keeping them away from winning. And I can't put my finger on it. I mean, arguably, you could say that Tottenham were the second-best team, third-best team of in England for 2018 so far. I say third because you got to give it up to Liverpool, and obviously City have been the best. All right? But it's just with this club, I mean, I'm not really sure what's next. All right? Obviously, it's not a successful season. It's a disappointing one here. Are you going to go out and buy another striker that's not going to produce goals for you? Like Jansen and Llorente last couple of years? And that's one thing that hurts them too, I guess, is the fact that they have no true backup striker. No guy they could play alongside Harry Kane. It's just Harry Kane there. All right? Maybe you go and get a guy like Chicharito, because I'm sure he's going to be leaving West Ham this summer. Go and get a guy like that, possibly. Why not? He's been linked there before. Right? He's been known to score in the Premier League. Obviously, whenever he's out there for West Ham, he seems to score. It's just Mourinho doesn't favor him. So we'll see what ends up happening. But, I mean, it's not like this FA Cup was just Tottenham blew it. I mean, United were the better team for 75 minutes. All right? And like I said, United's got that big club mentality. All right? They know what it takes. You got Mourinho, who, I mean, I'm not very fond of him or anything like that as a coach. But nonetheless, the guy knows how to win the important games. He knows what to do. So we'll see what ends up going on. But like I said, I mean, it's just kind of getting old watching Tottenham lose every time in the big games. They just can't do it. All right. So we'll see what ends up going on there. But next up, we're going to be talking Champions League. All right. We got Liverpool versus Roma this week. Madrid versus Bayern. Just going to get my thoughts on it all, and we'll talk about it in depth a bit. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your college football fix? Looking to get the latest news on your favorite school's team? The GSMC College Football Podcast is your ticket to all things college football. Join us as we talk college football from the national championship, the college rivalries, the bowl game, to the Heisman Trophy, to which conference is the best. We've got you covered for the Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, the Pac-12, ACC, and everything in between. Download the GSMC College Football Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere you find podcasts. Just type GSMC in the search bar.
Alright, and welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. We spent that first segment basically just going on a nice little rant, I feel, about Tottenham. I mean, the team has good players, very good players, and it's just, they don't win when it matters. Alright, they fold. And this is like just common knowledge now, I guess. I'm not really sure why they struggle so much, but they do. All right, and that all just stems from their FA Cup semifinal game against United. All right. In order for it to be a successful season, they needed to win the cup, and they're not even going to get a chance to. So there's that, and I don't understand how you keep players like Harry Kane or Christian Eriksen or even keep a coach like Mauricio Pochettino when the fact is you're not winning. All right? Making top four isn't good enough. So we'll see, but I wouldn't put it past Kane or Eriksen leaving. I mean, why not? Why not go to a better team? Why not go play for maybe, if you're Harry Kane, Manchester United? Or maybe Christian Eriksen, go play for Barcelona or something like that. Or even Harry Kane in Madrid. Who knows? All right? But when those teams come knocking, I hope Tottenham fans don't get mad because of the fact that, I don't know, it just isn't a big club here. So there's that we talked about in the first segment. And then for this segment, we're going to be giving a little Champions League overview. I know we've been talking about it the last few weeks, but nonetheless, we got to talk about it some more since we got the games going on this week. All right. So let's get into it. All right. We got Liverpool versus Roma on Tuesday. All right. And I mean, both teams played well to get here. Both teams were the underdogs in the quarterfinal matchups. I mean, Roma had Barcelona, and I figured there's maybe about, I don't know, is there anyone out there in the world besides fans of Roma and fans of Real Madrid who picked Roma to beat Barcelona? Honestly. All right. I don't think so. But the fact of the matter is, here they are. All right. And along with Liverpool, I mean, Liverpool have had quite the season, let me tell you. All right. With Liverpool, when they lost Coutinho to Barca, I'm sure everyone figured, oh, there goes their best player. There goes the quality. They're going to go down a bit. Nonetheless, they were still going to be a very good team. Okay? And I think maybe might be just a little recency bias or a prisoner of the moment type thing. But don't you think you could say that Liverpool have gotten better since Coutinho left? Honestly? All right? This Liverpool team, I mean, is they're great. Mohamed Salah, too, that's one guy where if I'm Liverpool, you got to figure out some way. Just some way to keep him there. All right, you can't have with Salah what happened with Coutinho and Suarez. You can't have him leave. There's just, no, you can't. All right, you need to eventually start keeping your top players rather than having them leave to top clubs. And they both went to Barcelona for that matter. I mean, imagine if Barcelona didn't go in Salah, but I feel like he's a guy who more so fits Real Madrid's type of play rather than Barca's. But let's look at Liverpool so far and even the Premier League season, all right? Currently 3 points off of second. Obviously, the title race is over, so they're just playing for that. All right, let's see. Mohamed Salah leads the league in goals with 31. Let's see how they're doing as far as assists. Anyone in the top? Yeah, it's Salah's in the top. He's top seven. Seventh, actually, with 9 assists. All right. That's tied with Christian Eriksen. One more than Mesut Ozil. One more than Sterling. One more than Mahrez. All right. Let's see. Anything else that helps bring them up? I don't know. But either way, with Liverpool, I mean, it's just a matter of, like I said, they have gotten better, and you can't let a guy like Salah go, okay? You just can't. Because of the fact that Liverpool should be a team where they're competing for the league title year after year. They should be like a Manchester United, all right? And United the last few years haven't been great, but nonetheless, like, you know, United have, like, this type of, I think the word is like aura or something like that. Like, there's just something with United. Like you watch United because you know they're a top club no matter how they're playing. All right, Liverpool needs to be that. I feel like right now, Liverpool are like on the level of a Chelsea, okay? And in order for Liverpool to get out of that, they need to be consistently great year after year. They need to win the Premier League title is what they need to do, okay? With Liverpool, it's not just a matter of, oh, we finished top four, great. No, you need to go out and win a title. Like I said how in the last segment, how Tottenham needs to go out and win a trophy. Okay? Finishing top four ain't going to cut it anymore. And with Liverpool, I mean, you got all you need. You got a great manager in Jurgen Klopp. You got a very good young defense led by Van Dijk. Okay? You got pretty much the most unstoppable front three in all the Premier League with Salah, Firmino, and Mane. And then you got the legend, James Milner, out there. All right. I feel like Liverpool are on the cusp of getting back to what they once were. But that's just it right there. They'll always be on the cusp until they actually do it. All right. And let's say Liverpool were to, by some nature, win the Premier League this, or not the Premier League, the Champions League. Because you know what? In order for Liverpool to do that, you're going to have to beat a Roma team who beat Barcelona. And you're going to have to beat either the best team in Germany or, I don't know. Obviously, Barcelona is going to win La Liga. But will we consider them the best team in Spain? All right, fine. We'll call Madrid the best team in Spain, still currently in the Champions League, which, I mean, that doesn't really help my cause there, but nonetheless, you get it. So you either got to be the best team in Germany, or you got to beat a Real Madrid team who's won the Champions League 2 out of the last 3 years. There, that's perfect right there. All right, if they do that, I'd say Liverpool is back, wouldn't you? I feel like that'd be a pretty decent thing to do there. But nonetheless, like I said, even if they make the final, I feel like that's a new step up for Liverpool. All right? City couldn't make the final. Madrid or United couldn't make the final. Tottenham couldn't make the final. All right? And Chelsea couldn't. Why not be that team in England that represents them again in the Champions League final? Last time English team won it was, I think, Chelsea. Back in 2012, I think it was, sometime around there. Can't remember the exact year, but nonetheless, you get it. All right, so Liverpool, I mean, them going up against Roma is going to be tough. All right, Roma's not really being talked about too much, but when you got guys like N'Golan out there, who is a very underrated midfielder too, like, we all know he's great, but for some reason, we don't talk about him enough. Maybe it's just because of the fact that he's just been in Italy his entire career, I feel, or what. But nonetheless, I mean, Roma aren't a pushover. It's not like Liverpool's already going to be in the final. All right. It's going to be tough to get to go up against this Roma side. I'm very curious to see how Salah performs against his former team. And I don't think there's any like bad blood between the two or anything like that. I feel like they're more so, they left each other on good terms. So we'll see about that. But that is not only the semifinal matchup we got going on this week. We got Madrid versus Bayern Munich on Wednesday. All right. And I mean, this is more so a matchup that should be in the final, but nonetheless, we get it for the semis. All right. And it's just with Bayern. I mean, they practically already won the Bundesliga, if not won it already. And I'm just very curious to see how this team goes up against a really informed Madrid team in the Champions League. Okay. I'm not really sure what it is. Maybe it's just Madrid puts their focus on the Champions League rather than La Liga. But, like, Madrid in the Champions League is just a whole nother animal compared to Madrid in La Liga. I'm not sure what it is, all right? And like I said, it could just be the possibility of Zidane saying, you know what, we're going to focus on the Champions League. Who cares about La Liga? And that's that. Because, I mean, there is a very, very big difference between how each team plays, between how the team plays in each tournament, all right? You figure that with the way they play in Champions League, they'd be winning La Liga year after year. It doesn't matter what team you put in front of them in the Champions League, they're going to win. All right? But nonetheless, I mean, this is going to be a very, very top matchup here. And I'm very curious to see how James plays against his former team. And it's looking like Madrid and Bayern want to buy him, so buy him and just pretty much make him a permanent player for them. So we'll see. All right? But with Bayern, I mean, they didn't look relatively too convincing in their little quarterfinal matchup against Sevilla. Won the first matchup 2-1. Second matchup drew 0-0. I mean, maybe that was the game plan all along, and the second leg is just to get past and advanced. But it's a matter of, I mean, you need to be playing your best football by the time you get to a team like Real Madrid. All right? And I mean, if I had to make a pick for this little matchup here, for these two legs, I'd have to go with Madrid. Okay? Yes, Bayern Munich is a very good team. But there's just something about Madrid in the Champions League, and I'm not really sure what it is. All right. And yes, I mean, I have been hoping for a Liverpool-Madrid final, and I think we might very, very, very well may get that. I mean, any final with Liverpool in it, I'm sure would be fun. And no, I'm not a Liverpool fan by any means, so don't think it, please. But nonetheless, like I said, I mean, even having Roma in the final, I guess, would be fine. All right. Because, I mean, as far as on the other side, Madrid or Bayern, I mean, I'm sure we'd be happy with whoever we get there because that's a top team. But I'm just trying to look to the matchup where I feel we're going to get the best final. All right. And honestly, I mean, I feel Liverpool or Real Madrid versus Roma would be an easy win for Madrid. And I feel Bayern versus Roma would be a pretty decent win for Bayern. But if we get Liverpool versus Madrid or Liverpool versus Bayern, I do think that Liverpool could give them a fight because of the fact that you got that attacking front three who's just been unstoppable. And they got a very good defense too. And that's one of the biggest differences for Liverpool this season rather than the last couple of years is that they actually have a decent defense. All right. You got Alexander Arnold. You got Robertson. And then you got Van Dijk. Okay? They've all been solid this season. So we'll see. But nonetheless, I am looking forward to the Champions League. Definitely will be watching the Liverpool and Roma game tomorrow. We'll be watching Bayern versus Madrid. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes about after the first leg of these matchups. I think Liverpool is going to be at home. I'd have to double check there. Actually, yeah, Liverpool's going to be at home. Let me see what's going on with Madrid or Bayern. I can't remember exactly who's at home there. But, I mean, this is going to be a big game for Roma. All right, you go out and you, let's say, get at least a goal against Liverpool. At least keep it close, at least. Then it'll work out well for them. All right, and then we got Bayern Munich. They're going to be the home team on Wednesday. So we'll see. But we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we're going to talk about the Premier League. All right, we had some matchups going on there and pretty much talk about anything else going on as far as English soccer. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. So far today, we talked about the upcoming Champions League matchups, and we talked about Tottenham in segment one. Just talked about the fact that they're just, I don't know. When it comes down to it, when the big matches come up, they shrink. All right, so that's what we talked about. And then for this segment, we're going to be talking about any Premier League news, notes, or scores from this weekend. All right, so let's get into it. Let's see what we had going on Saturday. We had, only two games on Saturday. Let's see, how about Sunday, too? Sunday, we had three games on Sunday. So let's talk about them. All right, so on Saturday, we had Liverpool and West Brom playing against each other. You had Liverpool scoring along with Solomon Rondon, both in the 79th and 88th minute. Danny Ings scored in the fourth. I think it's the first time he scored in a long time, I think, for Liverpool. I can't remember exactly the date, but nonetheless, he scored in the fourth minute. And then, of course, you had Mohamed Salah scoring in the 72nd minute. And, that's what, Salah's 31st goal? The dude has just been on fire this season. We talked about him a lot in the second segment. But like I said in the second segment, there's no way Liverpool can let that guy go. Like, no way whatsoever. Okay? Like, do whatever you can to keep him there. But nonetheless, we'll see. We had Watford drawing with Crystal Palace 0-0. Not the most exciting game there, obviously. We had Manchester City facing off with Swansea City. They won 5-0. David Silva scored. Sterling scored. De Bruyne scored. You had actually Bernardo Silva scoring also. And then Gabriel Jesus scoring in the 88th minute. All right. That game ended. They played at the... What do they play at? What stadium is it? Why am I drawing a blank at where they play at? It's not the Emirates. It's what is it? Why am I drawing a blank on Manchester City Stadium? All right, let me see. I'm gonna pull it up right now. It's the Etihad Stadium. I don't know why I forgot, but nonetheless, there it is. So you have the fans coming off on the pitch and stuff like that, celebrating with the team, and nice little moment there. Pitch invasions are a little bit weird. You can either like them or you can't. You can see the pros and cons of them, but I do like the fact that I mean, City winning the Premier League and all that. You had the fans out there celebrating with the fans, and it was very even keeled. No hotheads or anything like that. So stuff like that is cool. But nonetheless, like I said, you had City winning that one 5-0. And as far as a City's Premier League season, I mean, domination, right? Pure domination. And I'm kind of just, I've just been kind of thinking about the fact that, I mean, City, obviously we're not even to next season yet, but as of right now, I mean, City already have to be the favorites to win it again, right? I mean, honestly. Pep Guardiola in his second season, right? It was, yeah, second season with Manchester City. Domination. All right? Bought the right players. Put them all in the right spots. And that's one thing, too, that I don't think people give Pep enough credit for is the way he deals with all the egos. All right? He brought in a lot of great players. Okay? And it's very difficult. Like, you see it over in... And at United, they got a lot of great players, but I feel with the amount of talent they got there, it's just not very, it's not dealt with the right way. All right, like with City, there's been no problems this season, but with United, you got guys like Martial who are unhappy, Pogba seems to have been unhappy, Lukaku hasn't really played well or anything like that, and it's just with City, I mean, let's say they keep the team they got right now, I mean, who challenges them next season? All right, is it Chelsea? I think Morata is going to be leaving, so they're going to need another striker. They don't really, I don't even think across the board, they have the talent to compete with a team like Manchester City. All right, we talked about Tottenham in the first segment. I mean, I'm not sure what else Tottenham needs in order to start winning. Honestly, I don't. You figure you have the best striker in England. All right, you got Harry Kane, you got one of the best midfielders in Eriksen. One of the best central midfielders in Dembele. All right. One of the best young players in Dele Alli. A great defense. Alderweireld. Vertonghen. Sanchez. One of the best goalies in the Premier League. I mean, what else? Great manager in the Premier League also. What else do they need? What else does Tottenham need? It's just a matter of they just can't get it done. So I don't really see them competing with City. Obviously, I mean, I saw a little rumor saying that they're going to be getting a lot of money this transfer window in order to bring in players, but it's just a matter of bringing in the right players. I mean, they brought in two strikers the last two transfer windows, last two summer ones, and, I mean, Jansen and Llorente just haven't worked out. All right, so we'll see there. But let's see, United? Possibly, maybe? I mean, with what I saw this season from them, just given how Mourinho just seems to deal with all the problems over there, I mean... I'm making a face too, by the way, right now, just because you're wondering what that sound is, but it's just like, I don't know, United does have great players, but it's just, I don't think they're managed the right way, and I think it's fair for me to say that, no? So, United's probably going to be bringing in some other players too, but it's just a matter of who else are you going to bring in? You brought in Lukaku this summer, brought in Pogba, you brought in Alexis Sanchez, you brought in Matic. Am I missing anyone else? I think not. Just a matter of what else do you need? I just think it's the manager, to be honest. So, I mean, don't really see it there. Liverpool? Yeah. I like Liverpool. All right, let's say that Liverpool, and obviously, I don't think City is going to be as good as they were this season, next season, because what they did this season was just pretty much ridiculous, just given how well they've played and all that. So, I mean... I don't think they're going to be as great next season, but I do think that they are going to be the best team by some margin. But, there is a but. Alright, Liverpool. If they keep Salah this summer, maybe give him an extension and some ridiculous buyout clause. Alright, you keep your core three of Mane, Firmino, Salah. Maybe bolster up the midfield a little bit more. Maybe bring in a top goalkeeper and keep developing the defense. That's a team where I could see them competing with a team like Manchester City next season. Alright? And obviously, this is all way too early predictions, but just given the margin that City won this season, the Premier League, I mean, that's just something that's been on my mind. Alright? And like I said, I mean, City probably aren't going to be as good as they were this season, next season, but it's a matter of, I know it's way too early, but I want to talk about it. Alright? And it's just with Liverpool, I mean, I do think that they could challenge for the title next season. But, let's say a guy like Salah goes, that's out the door. All right. And one thing with Liverpool, too, they got to make sure they get better this summer because of the fact that you cannot depend on Salah to produce the year he's had this season again next season. That is lazy to do. All right. You got to figure out a way to get better just in case Salah maybe, that's what he's at 31 right now. Let's say he gets to like 27 next season. He finishes with 27. All right. But the tear he's been on, that's one of the main reasons why Liverpool have gotten this far and played so well. But like I said, you do need to figure out a way to get better. So we'll see if they do there. But like I said, I mean, as far as right now, City are by far the best Premier League team even going into next season. Nothing's even happened as far as this summer. So we'll see. But anyways, like I said, they beat Swansea 5-0. We had Stoke City facing off with Burnley. That was a 1-1 draw. And then we had Arsenal facing off with West Ham United. All right, Arsenal won that one 4-1. And Marco Arnautovic scored for West Ham in the 64th minute. Nacho Monreal scored for Arsenal in the 51st. Then you had Ramsey scoring in the 82nd. And then Lacazette scoring in the 85th and 89th. All right. I think this week, Arsenal have Europa League matchup. Have a Europa League matchup with Atletico Madrid. And if you didn't hear the news last week, here it is. Arsene Wenger going to be resigning at the end of the season. It is official. It is over. All right. And this is just, it's going to be kind of weird not seeing Wenger over at Arsenal on the sideline. I mean, the guy has been there since before I was born. All right. I've only known one coach at Arsenal, and it's been Arsene Wenger. I'm very curious to see what's next for this team. All right. And I would like to see them win it for Wenger, the Europa League, because of the fact that that'd be a proper send-off for him, just given all that he's done at the club. I know that the last, what, 5 years or so, maybe even more than that, have not been the best for Arsenal. I mean, they haven't really competed for a league title in quite some time. I think the last time they won it was, what, 2004, I think it was? And I'm just going off the top of my head, but it's just a matter of, yeah. The last part of Wenger's managerial career with Arsenal, yeah, hasn't been all peaches and cream and all that stuff. But nonetheless, I mean, you do want to send him out the right way. Okay? You do. You have to. There's no other way. And I think this is good for him to pretty much put it out there already that, yeah, he's going to be resigning at the end of the year. So that way, I mean, because obviously the fans haven't been happy with the way he's managed the club the last few years. You could tell if you pay attention to it. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, this gives him pretty much, like, season's over. So now you pretty much just cheer the man on. And he talked about the fact that, yeah, there was division and there wasn't as much unity with the fans and the team and all that. And that was one of the reasons pretty much why, like, what he thought about. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm very curious to see who they end up bringing in and what this new era for Arsenal looks like. I mean, obviously, you go head over to Manchester United since Sir Alex Ferguson. This new era really hasn't gotten off to a hot start. Haven't won the league since. Haven't really looked great since. All right? And it's just with Arsenal, I mean, it's just a matter of how well or who, first off, this team is going to bring in. Maybe you bring in a Carlo Ancelotti. Maybe you get Diego Simeone to leave Atletico Madrid and go coach over here in the Premier League. Who knows? But nonetheless, I mean, the fans are expecting results now that they're getting rid of Wenger. All right? So there's going to be a lot of pressure on the manager, whoever comes in, to do well. All right? But nonetheless, like I said, I mean, it's going to be very, very odd seeing an Arsenal team not coached by Arsene Wenger. And I'm very curious to see what happens with Wenger, too, because of the fact that I don't think he's done coaching or managing. Where could he end up? Maybe a team like PSG? Maybe he heads over to the international stage and coaches a national team, possibly? Who knows? This summer is going to bring a lot of stuff to talk about, I should say. All right? Just because of the fact that we're going to see transfer windows open up and stuff like that. Players go everywhere. Managers go to different spots. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. But we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we're going to be talking about anything else going on in the world of soccer/football. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. This, of course, is the last segment of the show, so let me tell you what we talked about so far. We talked about Tottenham, we talked Champions League, and we talked Premier League, all right? And for the fourth segment, as you've probably come to realize, we pretty much talk about anything else that's going on or anything that pretty much crosses my mind as far as the world of football or soccer, whatever you like to call it, comes down to, all right? So, we're going to do exactly that. I pick storylines that I see and pretty much talk about them. So, let's do it. All right, Brazil legend Rivaldo went out and said that Neymar can't become the best until he leaves PSG. All right, and obviously that's what Neymar is chasing right now. He's chasing the idea of becoming the best player in the world. Okay, and he is a top three player in the world right now, I'd say. All right, maybe... No. Yeah, he is the third best player in the world, okay? Liverpool fans might say Salah, but I'm going to stick with Neymar. I say that guy's pretty good. All right, and it's like, my thing with this is, I agree. I agree with that statement. If Neymar ever wants to become the best player in the world, he does have to leave PSG. But the only way you do that is by playing for a Manchester United, by playing for a Real Madrid, or by playing for a Barcelona, all right? You don't become the best player in the world playing for a team like, or even a Bayern Munich, like those top clubs, like a Juventus and stuff like that, all right? You don't become the best player in the world by playing for a team like PSG, Liverpool maybe. Liverpool at one point was a very, very prestigious club, but it's like they've gotten away from that now, that we pretty much moved on in time, all right? Like you say, you don't become the best player playing for a Tottenham. You don't do it playing for a Chelsea. All right, you have to play for the top clubs in the world, okay? And that whole Barcelona thing, that's long gone. I think Neymar's next team is going to be Real Madrid or Manchester United. And if I'm him, I only go to Madrid if Ronaldo's not there. I don't think that him and Ronaldo... And that's one thing too, yeah. Because the fact that I feel he left Barcelona so he could get out of Messi's shadow. At least that's kind of like what the deal is with that, or like the rumor. All right, because of the fact that it's true. Whenever you play on a team with Lionel Messi, you're not going to be the best player, at least regarded as. All right, it's always going to be Messi. Everything. Winning a trophy, Messi. Losing, Messi. Playing well, Messi. Okay? And if you were to go to Real Madrid, I mean, who's to say that he wouldn't be under Ronaldo's shadow? All right, and boy, oh boy, just imagine him and Ronaldo on the same team. Imagine the pressure that those two would have to pretty much win every trophy in the world. All right, they'd have to go win the Champions League, they'd have to win the Copa del Rey, they'd have to win the La Liga, they'd have to pretty much, yeah, they'd have to get a treble. All right, but as far as it all goes, I mean, if I'm him and Ronaldo's still at Madrid, I'm going to go head over to United. All right, because United, yes, they haven't really won too much. I mean, they won the Europa League recently, I believe. Could win the FA Cup, but they haven't, like, I feel like they're above that, United. I feel like they're above winning the FA Cup. I feel like they're above winning Europa League. All right, their level is going out, competing for Champions League titles and competing for Premier League titles. All right, winning FA Cup, Europa League, that's kind of like for teams like Tottenham, teams like, yeah, Arsenal, maybe. All right, that's their level right now. United needs to be that prestigious club where, yeah, we're competing for a Champions League trophy and Premier League trophy year after year. All right, you put Neymar there, and I'm just curious, too, because of the fact that you got Mourinho, and I feel like every player he's brought in has pretty much digressed as far as their quality and ability to play. All right. And I feel like it's pretty fair for me to say that, if you've paid attention. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, as far as the whole Neymar's got to leave PSG, yeah, that's true. I don't really consider PSG as a top club. They're not on the level of a Juventus, a Bayern Munich, a Real Madrid, or a Barcelona, or a Manchester United, for that matter. All right. They don't have the history that those teams have. Okay. The only reason why PSG is so good is because they have money. Okay? And yes, Madrid has money. Barcelona has money. All right? Bayern Munich has money. Madrid or United and Juventus, they have money. But like I said, they have the history that comes with it. Okay? They didn't just get these. Madrid, I mean, Madrid's always been a top team. They've always had a rich owner. But United make their money through merchandise and all that. Same with Juventus, same with Bayern Munich, same with Barcelona. PSG got lucky. They got this rich owner. I think their owners are from Qatar. And just pretty much just dump money into the club. Here, go buy me a title. That's what their philosophy is. They go and they try to buy titles. Okay? And that works for the Ligue 1. All right? France's first league. Sure. Because of the fact that those other teams there, I mean, maybe besides Monaco, but I don't even think Monaco comes close to spending. Yeah, they don't come close to spending the kind of money that PSG does. If anything, Monaco will buy the younger players who are on the cusp of becoming great, develop them there, and then they'll sell them off. All right. But with PSG, their goal is here. I'm going to give you all this money. Go use it. Go bring in the best and go get me trophies. And I just don't think that PSG has realized that's not how it works here. I mean, honestly, tell me. When's the last time PSG really developed a younger player in an academy or something like that? All right, that's on the team right now, giving them valuable minutes. Okay? When have they done anything like that? I mean, all they do really is lose in the round of 16 or quarterfinals in the Champions League year after year. All right? As much as they want to... And that's the thing. PSG is paying to be a top club. Okay? They pay for it. They pay to be regarded up there. They don't have the history to be regarded up there. They don't have the academies to be regarded up there. They pay it. It's like rent. That's basically all it is right there. PSG pay rent to be talked about as if they're on the same level as a Real Madrid, Barcelona, or any of those other teams that I've named. All right? And you know what? Eventually, that rent is going to run out. Okay? And eventually, they're not going to be up there. So yeah, I do agree with Rivaldo saying that Neymar needs to leave. All right? And I think he should do it this summer. Go out, play well in the World Cup, go to a United or go to a Madrid team. All right? You do that, you can be regarded as the best. Okay, he messed up going to PSG after Barcelona. Because of the fact, I mean, I understand that it was probably just PSG were the only team that could really go out and pay for a guy like that. But I mean, going to PSG, it's not like there's any prestige in winning the Ligue 1. Cool, you beat Monaco. Great. I mean, those other teams really don't hold any competition. Do they? No. All right. So it's just, I don't know. He's got to leave, though. All right. You can't become the best player in the world at PSG. The only way you do that is you're already the best player in the world and you go to PSG. It'd be like Messi or Ronaldo going to PSG. All right. But you will never become the greatest there. You only do that at the real, true top clubs. And I hope I'm not making any PSG fans mad, but it's the truth. All right? It is the simple truth. PSG is never going to be that top club. All right? As long as they have money, they can be in that conversation. But in reality, when you think about it and you think deep and hard about it, never. It'll never happen. So there's that. And then you got Sweden's coach saying that in order for Ibra, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, to make the World Cup, he's got to call him. Ibra's got to call the coach. And makes sense to me. If I'm the coach, Ibrahimovic is retired. All right? And I'm talking about retired from the national team. And, I mean, until he does that, you go about your business and pretty much just shape the team as if he's not going to be there. And like I said, I have no problem with that. That makes all the sense in the world. That's a great move by the manager there. Because he was even saying, I was reading, and he was saying that he's got to pretty much see where Ibrahimovic would fit. And again, he only does that. He'd only do that if Ibra ended up calling him. But I don't know. I feel like that's something that's got to happen, right? We do need to see Ibra in the World Cup. I mean, we have yet to. And just imagine him going up against Mexico or against Germany. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, it would be. So, we'll see about it. But like I said, I do like the fact that the coach has pretty much said, yeah, he's not playing until he calls me. Pretty much, because I understand, Ibra's got this massive ego. All right. But the coach is kind of keeping him grounded here because of the fact that, yeah, he's got to call me if he wants to play. So, just wanted to give some thoughts on that. But we're going to end up wrapping up the show here. Today we talked about Tottenham. We've talked Champions League. We've talked Premier League. And then we talked about Neymar leaving PSG. He does need to. And then we mentioned Ibra pretty much as far as the whole his World Cup chances. He's got to call the coach. So we'll see if he does that. But thanks for listening to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. I am your host, Jesse Tapia. We'll be back next Monday. So stay tuned till then. And we will talk to you later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.